such a beautiful song. It's really beautiful. That's Amy Ray, live at World Cafe. So about a year ago, I guess, Brandi Carlile was sitting pretty much where you are right now, and we were talking about her album, By the Way I Forgive You. Mm. And Brandi is somebody who opened for you and Emily as Indigo Girls in 2007. She took part on this album too. And the like funny deja vu moment I'm having now as you were talking about your child who's like 5 years old and that this child's father is a gay man who lives in your community, Brandi and I were sitting here and talking about the lyric on By the Way I Forgive You in the song The Mother, where she was singing about having her first child, and she's saying, the world it stood against us made us mean to fight for you. And I was wondering if you had to get mean to fight to have a kid too.
Yeah, I think that's a good line in that song. Brandi's so great. I don't know if I feel exactly the same way about that. I mean, I feel like, you know, I do feel like a mama lion sometimes, and, you know, everybody feels that way with a child or a younger sibling or something, where you would fight for them. So I don't internalize as much the idea of us having this struggle, human rights struggle for this kid. I don't know why I don't internalize that yet. I think it's because I'm surrounded by, like, there is seriously like a village where I live that's raising this kid, because her dad, you know, has a partner and they have so many friends. And so she's got like numerous grandparents and aunties and uncles. And so it's more like, I'm grateful. I don't feel that burden on me, to be honest with you. I have just a loving network that's pretty incredible. I mean, the day she was born down in Atlanta, I mean, it was like people were just pouring out. This was like all relatives too, and all like super close friends were just pouring out of the waiting room for this one child. I mean, she's like loved, like I feel more for, to be honest, I feel like for the, I think I always think about the kids, you know, over in Syria and the kids that are coming up, you know, through the border, and just, I have this one child that's like loved by so many people and has seriously like so many places that she could be living, you know, as well. Hmm. And so many rooms in my house and two houses. And I always think like there could be 20 more that we could take care of. My partner doesn't feel the same way all the time, but that's, I just feel more in that realm, I think. And I live in an area where a lot of kids need foster parents, and there's a lot of meth and problems with drugs and stuff. So a lot of addiction. So I think, yeah, I mean, I know where Brandi's coming from, and I know her, so I know where she's coming from. So, but I think we got lucky.
Yeah.
You know?
There's a song on the album called Jesus Was a Walking Man.
Yeah.
That has a message, I think, for people about what true faith is. What do you want people to know as a person of faith about what that is?
Well, I mean, I was raised in the church and went to church about 3 or 4 days a week. So I'm Protestant, Methodist, and very Jesus oriented, just in my social, in my construct, you know, that thing that Joseph Campbell talks about. But I also, I was a religion major, so I love Judaism and Buddhism and paganism. But anyway, so I think the thing that I wrote this song, Jesus Was a Walking Man, because it's about Jesus as a figure, either historical figure or, if you don't believe that, a mythological figure, of this man that was about the gospel and what true love is, which is like tolerance and acceptance and giving the coat on your back to someone else. And so I would say, you know, and I think a lot of communities of faith, actually, the border issues, actually, communities of faith are pretty good about that, a lot of them. And they really welcome people, refugees. A lot of them do, when you really get down to it. You know, the Mormons, and a lot of people talk about that. The problem is, like, when our authorities use religion or the Bible as a reason to not welcome refugees, and it doesn't make any sense to me, you know, because I believe in the gospel, and I believe that we're better off the more we open up instead of clamping down.
Yeah. Let's have a listen to the song.